This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green grass, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on the day.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
It certainly is once again. Hello, one and all. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Hope your Tuesday evening has gone marvellously so far. And stick here for the next couple of hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. 98.0 on your FM dial if you're in the area. PhoenixFM.com if you're not. Also available on smart speaker. And in a few minutes, we may switch the webcam on as well. And you can join us in the studio. See the video feed via Mixcloud at Mixcloud.com. And search for Phoenix 98 FM. Well, what the heck is going on tonight? Well, as ever, we'll have celebrity birthdays. We'll be speaking to our roving reporter in about 30 minutes' time as well, Scott Fish, with a report on what it means to be retro. That's quite exciting. You'll find out why later. An intense debate will be raging on the Twitterverse as ever, and I'll tell you more about that in due course. And most of the music has been selected by you wonderful, lovely leg end listeners on social media in the run-up to the show. Thank you very much to everyone who's posted something there. We'll tell you ridiculous holidays very shortly too. In fact, I'm going to have to tell you one to start off with. It's not all that ridiculous, but it's one of the holidays today. The 27th of February is, all across the nation, the Big Breakfast Day. Now, I was talking about retro earlier. We're not harking back to the Big Breakfast with Johnny Vaughan and Denise Van Outen on Channel 4 in the mornings, of course. No, it's just a day to celebrate having breakfast, apparently, and not a small one. Oh, no. So, yeah. With that in mind, I asked my lovely leg end listeners to come up with tracks that link, because breakfast is the start of the day, not just to breakfast, but to the beginning of things, to starting things, to waking up, things that you associate with the time of day that you partake in a lovely breakfast. So to that end, I have to say a huge thank you to Angie Stanger-Lees, who was the first person amongst many to select this track for consideration for the show. Angie, you've made it. The opening track, great suggestion. Here's Wham, of course.
Best friend told me what you do last night. Left me sleeping. Phoenix FM.
Wham, of course, and Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. You're going twice there, of course, not going once, but you've got to wake someone up before you go anywhere. Brilliant stuff. Thank you to Angie for suggesting that one. Hope your Tuesday has been fabulous. As ever, as always seems to happen on the show that goes like this, I'm having webcam issues in the studio. I may do a reset with the equipment very shortly, but it looks like it's working okay to me. Then I put it on the internet and it looks like a frozen picture. If you're struggling with a frozen picture, don't panic. I will do my best to get it up and running again very, very soon. But you can already see how lovely I look in the studio with the background. It's all marvellous branding. Of course it is. So, yes, what other ridiculous holidays occur on the 27th of February? I know you will be desperate to know them. Well, get ready. You can unbait your breath. Toni Braxton could have sung that, couldn't she? But it wouldn't have been quite the same. Yeah, so it is, of course, the big breakfast day. But what else is it? Well, who could forget on this day, of course, it is National Protein Day. Yes, National Protein Day. That is apparently a thing. So very happy for everybody involved. National Protein Day. That's marvellous. What else is it? It is as well today National Strawberry Day. Yep. Apparently we have to celebrate strawberries in February. Of course everyone wants strawberries in February, don't they? Seems bizarre, but it is. And then, as I've alluded to earlier, and I'm looking forward to embracing this throughout the show, which I will do, it is National Retro Day. And just because I haven't used it yet, it's a bit harsh for this next one. We're going to do the wacky jingle. It's International Polar Bear Day. Didn't really deserve the wacky jingle, but they've got it. All polar bears up in arms tuned in right now going, why? Why do polar bears get the silly, jokey jingle? We want the lovely jingle. Sorry, polar bears, nope. What's that joke about how does a polar bear hide in a blizzard and it's just covering its nose or something, isn't it? Because they have black noses. Yes, that's the gag. All right, brilliant. Final wacky holiday that occurs. Well, it occurs all month. So we've only got today, tomorrow and the next day. It's a leap year, isn't it? There is a 29th of February this year. But still not long left to carry on enjoying National Pet Dental Health Month. Yes, that is genuinely a recognised thing. National Pet Dental Health Month. All these things that have a day, they must be really annoyed. Pet Dental Health gets 30 days. 29 if it's in February. Well, it's got to always be in February, hasn't it? All right, 28 or 29. But still, it's a lot of days to celebrate Pet Dental Health. Yes. There we go. Have you looked in your animal's mouth lately? Chances are, if you've got an older animal, they've probably got tartar on their teeth, unless you meticulously clean their teeth for them every day. In which case, really? I'm impressed. But yes, we've had cats that have had to have teeth out. And as ever, cats' teeth not covered on an insurance policy. I'm just going to leave it there and not say I was bitter at all about the cost. But yeah, you've got to do what you can to make them happy, haven't you? You don't want them to be in pain. You've got to help them out, particularly in February, because it's Pet Dental Health Month. So, yeah, keep an eye on your pet's dental health. You may have other animals with teeth. You may have animals with no teeth, like fish, unless you've got a piranha. I'm rambling. Shall we get some more music on? I think we'd better. Thank you so much to everyone who's got involved and suggested music. You've been utter leg ends. So therefore, Alex Caffett Zoglu, well done, sir. Time now on the big breakfast day for the Boo Radleys.
I don't mind to pretend it do seems really
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was the Boo Radleys and Wake Up Boo. Thanks to Alex for suggesting that one on social media a few hours ago. I do love it when people get interactive on the show that goes like this, and my request has caught the imagination tonight. We've had literally tens of responses. No, more than that. Getting close to hundreds, actually. So thank you very much. I'm excited. Yeah, it's a lovely evening here in the studio. Well, I'm warm. It's chilly outside, but I'm gloating about the fact I'm warm inside. So, yeah. And let me gloat. Yeah, loads of stuff going on. As ever, celebrity birthdays will come up. I might leave that until after Scott Fish, or maybe we'll squeeze them in before. We have got an intense debate that's going to be raging, partly based on someone's birthday today, although they haven't made it into celebrity birthdays, which is outrageous. I'll explain all in due course. Loads of you have been in touch. I'm not going to be able to get everybody's tracks into the show, but I'm going to try and mention everyone towards the end who's requested something, because you've been fabulous for doing so. So, yeah, we've had Wham, we've had Boo Radleys. It's all been utterly, utterly wonderful. We're going to get another track on now, and then maybe, yeah, shall we? Let's go early on celebrity birthdays. I've decided. The decision has been made. There's no turning back now. The decision has been made. Don't try and sway me, anybody. Oh, no. Right, here's the next track. It's courtesy of Alex Kafetzoglu. I think I misappropriated his request and gave him the Boo Radleys, which was actually suggested by Anna Elmore. Huge apologies, Anna. Alex Kafetzoglu wanted to hear Avicii. We're going to get it on for you, Alex, but I need to thank Anna properly. Boo Radleys, Wake Up Boo. Anna Elmore suggested it. Avicii, Wake Me Up on the Big Breakfast Day was suggested by Alex. Thank you so much, sir. Hard to believe he's no longer with us, but this is the fabulous Wake Me Up, and this is Avicii.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. Stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up. I didn't know I was alone.
Ben Simmons' net worth is estimated to be about $75 million.
This is Phoenix FM.
Love hearing that. So that was Avicii and Wake Me Up, suggested by Alex Kafetsoglu. Apologies for the song attribution error. But there we go. Hope your Tuesday's still fabulous. Thank you to everybody that's tuned in here throughout the show. I know some people like to listen on the podcast version of the show, which will be available for download from tomorrow. But you can listen to it at your leisure then, any day in the next week before the next one. Well, you could even wait, but, you know, I don't recommend it. You don't want to get behind and have to catch up on 10 shows in a row. That would be virtually insane. Anyway, it's the 27th of February. I'm excited because in about 6 or 7 minutes time, I'm going to be speaking to our roving reporter, Scott Fish, and he's going to be talking to me all about what it means to be retro. I've looked up a little bit myself, but I'm sure Scott will know a lot more than me. So that is quite exciting to see exactly what he brings us just after 10:30 tonight. In the meantime, though, as promised, shall we do some celebrity birthdays? I think we absolutely should, you know. Who's celebrating on the 27th of February? Singer Josh Groban is 43 today. Actor Timothy Spall is 67 today. Chelsea Clinton is 44 today. Singer-presenter Peter Andre is 51 today. Magic Man Derren Brown is 53 today. Newcastle footballer Callum Wilson is 32 today. And Steve Harley is 73 today. And was she still alive, Elizabeth Taylor would be 92 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. And of course, if it's your birthday, very many happy returns of the day to you as well. I'm overwhelmed by the sheer number of responses to song suggestions for the beginning of something, or getting up, or waking up, or starting stuff. It's brilliant. Why am I doing that? Because it is the big breakfast day. But don't forget all the other ridiculous holidays. You could even incorporate some of these into a big breakfast. It's National Protein Day. It's National Strawberry Day. Scott Fish will tell us why it's National Retro Day in a few minutes' time. It's also International Polar Bear Day, and were you keeping a polar bear as a pet, which, let's face it, is very, very unlikely. All throughout February, you should have a look at its teeth, because, of course, it's National Pet Dental Health Month all throughout February. Yep. Don't ask me why it lasts for a month, but it does. And in case you didn't know, it is a leap year this year, so February will have 29 days. Don't get all excited about it being the 1st of March on Thursday. No, it won't be. It'll be the 1st of March on Friday. Glad to help. Right, should we get more music on? Yes, suggested by my old mucker, Mr. Nick Murphy. Let's get into The Prodigy and Firestarter. It's one of those tracks you just instantly know what's coming as soon as this intro hits, don't you? This was shocking when it came out. People were concerned. Was it really celebrating arson? I've seen a chili sauce available in Europe called Arson Fire. I'm not going to go into that anymore.
And the trouble starts up. I'm the fear addicted, danger illustrated. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter. You're a fire starter, twisted fire starter. I'm a fire starter, twisted fire starter.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was The Prodigy and Firestarter. Now, shock horror with Scott Fish. There has been some technical issues with the phone line. We're going to try and speak to him and see how the heck it goes. But of course, you can't speak to Scott Fish without playing the Roving Reporter jingle.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
Well, I'm going to try my best to make this a fabulous phone conversation. Can you hear me, our roving reporter, Scott Fish?
Technology nearly let us down, but I'm here, Ben. How are you?
Hey, technology nearly let us down, but nothing can stop Scott Fish from being on the airwaves.
I often like to think that I don't need technology to speak to you.
No. Well, when we're right in front of each other, we don't really, do we?
Those days. You don't let me that often these days.
No, there was not since the time you burst into the studio unexpectedly, but that's obviously just a coincidence that I haven't seen you in person since.
Yeah, it's a shame, because I've been there quite a few times while you've been at work, but...
Have you?
I'm sure you've been very busy and not been able to... The security guards stopped me coming in, so...
Oh, good to know they're doing their job anyway.
I didn't realise you needed seven of them, but that's fair enough. FM is a place that people want to get to.
Two of them work at the station full-time, and the other five I've taken on myself just mainly to stop you getting anywhere near me. But anyway...
That shows how generous you are.
Yeah. I want to make it more of a challenge for you to test your roving, really. That was it. You know, you can get past five security guards, you deserve everything.
Five is nothing. Seven is tricky.
Well, now, Scott, let's not beat about the bush anymore. Of course, we all know, I've talked about it earlier on in the show, today is National Retro Day, and I asked you to put together a report on retro stuff and what it means to be retro. So what have you got for me, Scott?
Well, Ben, you see, the whole thing about retro, I opened the dictionary, I was like, what does retro mean to me, but also what does retro mean? And it turns out it sort of means pertaining to things like fashion from that have gone before us.
Yeah, so
obviously I could have dressed in 70s fashion.
Yeah,
1970s.
That would have been retro.
Quite retro.
Yeah,
I could go back to like 1920s and have like awesome American sort of flapper girl costumes. I do have a couple of.
That would be almost antique. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought, how can I give this the Scott Fish treatment? How can I go as retro as it is possible to go?
Wow.
So, with regards to fashion, Ben,
yeah,
I have gone retro and am currently wearing nothing but a fig leaf.
That is, when you said as far as you can go, I was like, is he going to do Roman times and be wearing a toga?
I had considered it, because toga is comfortable and practical as well.
Yeah, and allows you to get it off quite quickly as well in emergencies. And then
that's what the police said in Brentwood Town Centre, actually.
Yeah,
I've been getting it off quite quickly.
Yeah. I think some of our security guards were at that incident as well. But anyway,
They would enjoy themselves.
Excellent. Yeah. No, I thought you might go for something like a toga, and then I thought, what's even older than Roman times? I don't know anything. So
the Bible. So
dinosaurs. You know, they're older than Roman times.
Exactly. There was a lot of dinosaurs in the Bible, and I thought, if I was a dinosaur, I'd probably wear a fig leaf. So I sort of went quite full on and sort of spent a lot of time roving around Brentwood and the larger Brentwood area to just wearing nothing but a fig leaf, just really getting to see how the locals, the Phoenix FM stalwarts, if you will, would react.
Yeah, absolutely. And how did they react, Scott?
Well, I have to say, it was a mixture of reactions, Ben. It was a mixture.
Yeah.
Two or three people were a delight and found it full of whimsy and a charming, exciting time.
That's the reaction you want, isn't it? That's lovely. Yeah.
Those two or three almost made it worthwhile. The other 500 or so got quite violent.
Really?
Almost. Because they were saying, well, in those days, they used to have stonings. And I said, I think you're talking more about Roman times. And they went, well, no, because but if you went back further to Bible times, they would have just had stonings then as well. And that was almost more fashionable. Yeah. And you can't really argue with that logic, to be fair. You know?
No, I wouldn't dare try to argue with that. So two or three people enjoyed it, and you're saying 500 didn't enjoy it.
I didn't go and count them all particularly, but you know, if you could do like a head count of the crowd, it was certainly give or take seven, not security cards, but 500. Brentwood locals.
Well, that's a great story, Scott, but it's not really sort of a report on what it means to be retro, is it? It's just revealing that you've worn a fig leaf around Brentwood and encountered some resistance to it. Do you know anything else?
I think really that really sums up retro, though. It's going out dressed in almost nothing and encountering resistance.
I think
that really sums up the retro attitude and kind of feeling. So those people who do wear 1970s bell-bottom trousers, they encounter resistance. If you dress up as a 1920s flapper girl, you're going to encounter resistance.
Can I just stop you, Scott? I'm just interested because you've mentioned 1920s flapper girls a couple of times now and said you had access to some of those clothes. But do you, like, the special lady in your life, do you ask her to wear that or do you wear that?
I haven't asked any of the special ladies in my life to wear that, no. But I do collect vintage flapper girl costumes. I have an extensive wardrobe, Ben. Extensive.
Wow, I did not know that about you, Scott.
I've invited you to examine them many times, Ben, but the security never seemed to pass the message on.
No, I'd never heard that message. So, again, the security are doing their jobs very well, I've got to say.
I'm free all this week and we'll be at the at the warehouse, you know.
Yeah, I'm busy all this week and the next but we'll see if we can catch up after that. I mean, obviously we can
after
still
that,
do
so 4 weeks time. It's in the diary. Excellent.
Can I just ask you, because it's the sort of thing that would occur to me when I think of the word retro technology, and I looked up retro briefly, and it says stuff that's sort of older than 20 years old but not as old as 40 years old in one definition I saw.
That's a very specific amount of technology.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, because more than 20 and less than 40 is 30, so
amongst other years, but yeah,
mid-90s technology, which would be the very early phones, maybe?
Yeah, and a Discman, maybe?
I never had a Discman, Ben. I don't know if it's within my powers of roving to find out what they are now.
Well, I don't think anyone uses them now. Well, actually, no, there probably is someone still using them. It's strange to think that all kind of, I don't know how you specify a large group of it, but media like that, sort of single-use media like CDs and DVDs and VHS tapes, they're all becoming obsolete now because of streaming and the internet.
VHS tapes, they were very 1995.
Like that is retro, I think, VHS tapes, definitely.
It's amazing to think of those days we looked at DVDs as one of the best, highest resolution things we could ever imagine. And I have a lot of my collection of documentaries about flapper girl costumes still in DVD format to this day.
Yeah. Well, Scott, we won't keep you for too much longer. I'm sure you've got to get back to wearing full clothing again, because it is quite chill. Well, you're not wearing just a fig leaf now, are you? Because it is quite cold at the moment.
I was going to say, if we were discussing pros and cons, the pros, definitely comfort. You feel a sense of freedom.
Yeah.
The cons, very much just the absolute uselessness of keeping warm. It doesn't help at all. And in many ways, trying to balance a fig leaf on yourself is, it's tricky, Ben. And
yeah,
although those three people quite liked it, I can sort of see where the other 500 were coming from.
Can I just check, did the three people who quite liked it seem to have an air of just laughing at you as finding the situation amusing, or were they attracted to you
finding
in any way?
Finding the joy in the moment, yes, Ben.
Oh, so they weren't
enjoying the situation.
They hadn't seen you in the fig leaf and sort of given you their number or asked you to call them or anything like that.
Several people gave me their number,
right?
But then also a lot of people mugged me and took those numbers away. So.
Right, I was.
Again, it's been a week of pros and cons, Ben.
Yeah. Again, I know you're the roving reporter, but I just want to check. You said two or three people liked it, and around 500 didn't like it. And
yeah,
then you said several people gave you their numbers. To me, several is more than three. So some of the people that didn't like it gave you their numbers.
It was only people who didn't like it gave me their numbers. Yeah, the people who seemed to be enjoying it. I asked them for their numbers, and they were quite adamant that I wasn't going to have them.
Well, Scott, it's been, whilst not full of content, it's been a very entertaining roving report tonight, you know?
I like to think a lot of my work is entertaining and not full of content.
It's almost like we could ask you, we could get you to stop being a roving reporter and just call it Scott Fish. He's entertaining and not full of content.
But Ben, I will always rove for you.
Well, I'm honoured, Scott. I will let you introduce the next track to sign us off, but I am going to play out your roving reporter jingle before I then put the track on. So the listeners will have to wait 19 seconds before the track that you've introduced starts, which is ironic. But the track is The Carpenters, and we've only just begun. Have you ever reported on anything about The Carpenters?
No, but I could have used some, because I could have worn a pair of clogs. That would have made my feet a lot less bloody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for taking your research to the level that you always take it to, Scott. I'm very, very pleased. And do you want to introduce The Carpenters?
Well, shall I do that now, before the jingle?
Yes, you introduce it, then we play the jingle, then the song starts. That's the way the current technology works, yes.
Yeah, you see, you could never do that on DVD, could you?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for The Carpenters, because you, them, and we have only just begun.
Where did he go? Nobody knows. He's a roving reporter. Where did he go? Nobody
cares.
He's a roving reporter.
On
Phoenix 98 FM.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun.
Start out walking and learn to run. And yes, we've just begun.
when evening comes with smile, so much of life ahead. We'll find a place where there's room to grow, and yet we've just begun. Place where there's room to grow, and yes, we've just begun.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And I do feel duty-bound to say, if you were affected by any of the issues raised in Scott Fish's roving report tonight, then do please get in touch in the usual ways. Ben Simmons Radio and Ben Simmons on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Now, there is an intense debate raging across the Twitterverse, and I did say someone I didn't mention in the celebrity birthdays is also celebrating a birthday today. And that man is Mr. Johnny Ive, who's one of the lead developers at Apple, who's largely credited with designing most of the things about the first ever iPhone and then subsequent versions of it. Johnny Ive works at Apple, still works at Apple. He started there with Steve Jobs and then obviously has carried on. It's his birthday today. And therefore, the intense debate raging across the Twitterverse is simply asking all of you lovely Legend listeners, whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung? They seem to be the ones advertised most heavily. Apple, of course, tends to have a huge market share, but are they necessarily better? Do we just pay more for something because the marketing is fantastic? It's up to you to decide whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung, and you can cast your vote on Twitter. Go to at Ben Sim Radio, all one word, and it's the first post at the top of the profile. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. At the moment, all the votes that have come in have said Apple are better, but that could all change before we go off the air. You've got about an hour to cast your vote, so please get involved. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Go there now on your device. Not the device you're listening to the show on. Of course, you don't want to get distracted. But some other device. I'm thinking you're listening to the show on a digital DAB radio, and then you could do this on your phone, or you've got a smart speaker and have asked it to play Phoenix FM, and then you could look at your phone. Whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung? Get those votes cast. Fabulous. Right, let's get more music. Let's have a suggestion from a fellow Phoenix FM presenter. Mr. Nick Field wants to hear Girls Aloud and Wake Me Up.
Wake me up before Phoenix FM.
Girls Aloud and Wake Me Up, suggested by Nick. Thank you very much for that, sir. Now, following Scott Fisher's in-depth roving report tonight into being retro, I have done some further research myself, and it's appreciating the difference between retro, vintage, and antique. Generally, something over 100 years old is considered to be antique. Something between 40 and 100 years old is considered vintage. And something from 20 to 40 years old is considered retro. That's upsetting. That means I'm vintage. Cripes. I'd much rather be retro, I tell you. I do think back to technology that I enjoyed when I was growing up. And I talked about a Discman with Scott Fish. I had a Walkman as well, with cassette tapes. I had the paint. See, this is what amazes me. Kids today on their gaming consoles have no idea of unbelievably long loading times. For them, an unbelievably long loading time is, I've downloaded this game and switched the console on, and I have to wait 12 seconds to be able to do something. For those people who had a Commodore 64, an Amstrad CPC 464, I'm thinking ZX Spectrum users, I had something not quite as good as all those even, a BBC Acorn Electron computer, which I loved it so much, and it had a cassette tape player to load in the games, and you had to type in a request on the screen, press play on the cassette tape and wait for the game to load. If there's a bit of dust on the tape or some kind of gremlin in the system, it would be playing for around 5 or 6 minutes. Can you imagine waiting 5 or 6 minutes for a game to load? It'd be going about 5 or 6 minutes and then you get a message on the screen, data, ?, rewind tape. And you had to rewind the tape and try again. There was no guarantee it was going to work the second time. I had a couple of games that would occasionally take 3 or 4 times to load in successfully. That's 20 minutes of waiting. That is patience, you know. but nostalgia, a feeling of nostalgia, it really sort of just gives you the kind of warm, fuzzy feeling inside, doesn't it? That's what happens when I think back to that computer. I had that today. I was at work and my friend Martin and I were working together and we put some tunes on. And he said, what do you want to hear? And I don't know why it came to my head. I said, put on the Now album. Now, that's what I call music 27. I think I had Now That's What I Call Music 5 on cassette tape. But this was the first CD of the Now albums I bought as an adult. And we put those tracks on. They were all kind of mid-90s, possibly early 90s, actually. I think maybe that came out something like 92, 93. And all the songs gave me a feeling of nostalgia, made me almost emotional at times just to hear those songs again. I know you can listen to them at any time, but it was just fabulous. It was just associated with a time when I was a teenager. And it was great to listen back to them. Right, let's get more music on while I reminisce. We'll look at what more retro tech. Probably in between the next few tracks. But right now, let's have something suggested by Teresa Telfer on social media a little bit earlier on today. This is Michael Jackson.
Phoenix FM.
That was Michael Jackson, suggested by Teresa. Thank you very much for that. Let's go quite quickly onto another track, because I've got a lot of tracks to get in to do justice to all the people that suggested fabulous music on this big breakfast day, the 27th of February. Breakfast has probably happened for you before now, unless you're getting up incredibly early to do something tomorrow in the early hours, in which case breakfast at 11 o'clock at night. Bit strange. But it's breakfast somewhere in the world for someone on some timeline. So therefore, we're going to keep the music coming. And thanks to Maria on the Isle of Wight, who wants to hear Johnny Nash.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Yes, Johnny Nash there, I can see clearly now. For Maria, fantastic stuff. It's still Tuesday the 27th of February for another 54 minutes and a few seconds. And I've just looked into the origins of the word retro. Obviously comes from retrograde. In the French, retro is short for retrograde, from the Latin retrogradi, meaning move backwards. Hence what it means, retro items. So what is considered retro these days? Well, in terms of games, devices and things like that, yeah, you're looking at over 20 years old. So stuff from pre-2004 is retro. That's ridiculous. I'm upset. I'm upset by that. Yeah. Some people think certain things that I would consider retro are actually vintage now. Things like a Sega Mega Drive and a Super Nintendo. Those came out in the 90s, didn't they? Early 90s. So that's too old to be retro. That's shocking. Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, I'm going to continue doing research. I'm going to continue thinking about items I had of technology, like the original Game Boy. The original Game Boy is probably retro now, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, no, I'm mistaken about those consoles I just talked about. They are, of course, in the age bracket to be retro, between 20 and 40 years old. Yeah, that's fine. Don't panic. Sega Mega Drives and Super Nintendos can be retro. Yes. Good. Fine. Everything is fine. Everything's right with the world once again. But yeah, Nintendo Game Boy, I had one of the originals. They were brilliant with the little cartridges you put in the back. Tetris on that. Hours of fun on car journeys. Oh, yes. Although the music probably drove everyone mental. Why weren't you forced to have headphones in? But yeah, the Game Boy was a brilliant device. If you've still got one, I think they're worth a bit now as a old gaming device if you were to sell it second hand on eBay or somewhere similar. So yeah, if you've got a Game Boy, that surely you do still turn it on occasionally just for a bit of fun. I'm guessing the original battery it came with is now defunct and it will only work when plugged into the mains, but they had that capability. They had a cable that did that. So yeah, wonderful stuff. Or maybe you've had the battery replaced somehow. Yeah, great stuff. Right, we've talked about Walkmans, we've talked about Discmans, we've talked about Game Boys. What other devices are retro? Well, hard to believe. I'll have to check when the first... No, it can't be. When the first iPhone came out, I think that might have been 2003. Is that now a retro device, the first ever iPhone? Incredible to think we're on iPhone 15s that have been released now. Okay, let's get some more music on, shall we? And this one was suggested by a brother water rat, Mr. Fraser Hines. Thank you so much to him, who wants to hear a bit of the Everly Brothers.
Phoenix FM.
Classic from the Everly Brothers, Wake Up Little Susie. Thanks to Fraser for suggesting that one. You can rest easy, iPhone users. It's not quite retro yet. The original iPhone came out in June 2007 in the US. I think it probably didn't come out in Europe until 2008. So everything's fine. We've got a good few years before the original iPhone is considered retro, but looking at it, images of it, it does look a bit retro. I know people thinking back to their Nokia 32 and 3310s playing Snake on that. Now that is retro now. Yeah, amazing stuff. And those interchangeable cases you used to be able to get for those Nokia phones. Unbelievable. Ah, I know phone... It's amazing, actually. Phone cases have still stayed an accessory that, you know, people customise and make crazy versions of, and you can get practical, more useful ones and colourful, outrageous ones. That's been right back since the old Nokias. And still hard to believe that Nokia dominated the mobile phone market for such a long time and then went into oblivion. They just got it horribly, horribly wrong. Weren't they involved in the Windows phone and being bought by Microsoft or something? And to create Windows Phone, and that was the beginning of the end for Nokia, I think, something like that. So yes, it's 12 minutes past 11 on the 27th of February, and if you're just joining us, where the heck have you been? You've missed a lot, you've missed the wacky holidays, I'll recap them for you. National Protein Day occurs today, it's also National Strawberry Day, it's the Big Breakfast Day, it's National Retro Day, hence the chat, it's International Polar Bear Day, we haven't talked about those. And all throughout February, you've only got a few days left to enjoy National Pet Dental Health Month. It's National Pet Dental Health Month. Yes, I felt the need to repeat that. If you just joined us as well, you missed the celebrity birthdays. It's Derren Brown's birthday today and Peter Andre. Is that spooky? Probably not. Probably just a total coincidence. And on social media, in the run-up to the show, I asked my Legend listeners to suggest tracks that link, with it being the Big Breakfast Day, tracks that link to getting up, waking up, the start of something, the beginning of something. And there's been an awful lot of suggestions that are coming from you guys. Thank you so, so much for that. So therefore, should we get some more music on? Let's do it. Let's have something that was suggested by many people independently of each other, but I'm going to say a special thanks to Denise Hare and Emily Greenaway, who want to hear The Beatles.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
This is Phoenix FM.
And minuscule apologies, but a big hello to Crazy Monkey on Mixcloud, who's joined in the chat in the box at the side with an awful lot of comments. So hello to you. Thank you so much for getting involved. Fantastic. Yes. Lots of retro suggestions on there. One of which made me chuckle. Low taxes is retro. Yeah, indeed. And you've said, anybody remember the VC4000 games console with cartridges before Atari took off? Or some of the first games machines that connected to the TV with paddle controllers and had four games on them, tennis and ping pong? Yes, my dad had some kind of Atari system that connected to the TV and had a sort of paddle controller with it. Yeah, I definitely, definitely remember that. So, yeah, that was enjoyable. I think the Mixcloud picture has just momentarily gone off, but it will be back very shortly. Stick with it. Don't panic. It will be back. Marvellous. And it has returned, so that's amazing. Although the chat box has now not refreshed itself, so apologies to Crazy Monkey. I've lost all your comments. That's mildly upsetting for me. But yes, it's nice to look back, isn't it? Indeed. And think of some strange things that are considered retro. I just looked at things that came out in 2003 for the first time that would now be considered retro, and it's a little bit scary. Flu jabs became available for the first time in 2003. Yes. Camera phones became available for the first time in 2003. The game Minesweeper came out in 2003. Hybrid cars first came out in 2003. That's ridiculous. I can't believe some of those things, but there we go. All true, all extensively researched by yours truly. On your behalf, lovely legend listeners. Let's keep the music coming. This next one suggested by the fabulous Danny Kidson. This is for you, Danny. Bill Withers. Lovely day.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day. Instead of me, always seems to know the way. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We've still got 36 and a half minutes together. Don't go anywhere. Keep it here on 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas. Or, of course, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else. And if you're in Mixcloud, you can join in the chat at the box on the side. You must have a Mixcloud account to do that. If you don't have account, you can still get the video feed from the studio on your device by searching for Phoenix 98 FM. And, of course, you could always, if you're extremely lazy, just ask your smart speaker to play Phoenix FM. You don't have to be lazy to do that. You can be really hardworking and just be resting and not want to get up at that moment and get your smart speaker to do it. Yes, I don't know why I singled out lazy people there. Apologies. Right. It's been a lovely show so far. I hope it continues to be lovely all the way through till the end at midnight when I'll be leaving you and Destination Dawn will take over the airwaves before Mike Porter is back with the breakfast show at 7 o'clock on Wednesday morning. As ever, fantastic programmes here on this station all throughout the week at every time of day. Fantastic. So, yeah, there's loads more great music still to squeeze into the show, and I'm going to keep talking to you about retro items. And votes trickling in now. Whose phones are better? The intense debate on the Twitterverse, Apple or Samsung? Why have I suddenly started this debate? Because it's Johnny Ive's birthday, the man credited with designing many of the features of the first iPhone and subsequent iPhone releases. He still works for Apple to this day. Whose phones are better, though, Apple or Samsung? At the moment, it's 66% of voters say Apple and 34% say Samsung. It could all change if you vote, though. At Ben Sim Radio on Twitter, single click or tap to cast your vote. It will be the first thing at the top of the profile there. Great stuff. Right, more music coming. As I said, plenty of music still to squeeze in. Not constrained by genre or time of release on this show. We'll play anything and everything if it fits in with the themes. And if it's been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, it's got a very good chance. So thanks to Stuart James, who wants on this big breakfast day to hear a bit of Pink.
Phoenix FM.
Pink and Get the Party Started. Thanks to Stuart for suggesting that on social media in the run-up to the show. This is Ben Simmons with you on the show that goes like this for another half hour on the Phoenix FM airwaves, so keep it here. I've just been studying more retro items. I just had a quick look online for some images. And things have occurred to me. There's a whole host of things in one picture. There's things you can eat, things you can read, things you can collect, things you can chew. Juicy fruit chewing gum. Remember that? In a yellow packet. Those have gone by the wayside. Juicy fruit chewing gum. Space Raiders. I think you can still get Space Raiders, but Space Raiders were fantastic. You wouldn't get packs of crisps for much less than a pound now in most places, but Space Raiders were 10p when I used to go in shops and get them. Yes, I remember that. And then, of course, who could forget? They've been taken over by Merlin. People won't even remember these. Panini football stickers. Fantastic. Collecting those, swapping them in the playground, having to give 10 for a foil one that someone else had that you needed. It was brilliant. Panini sticker albums. I remember completing the entire 1986 Panini sticker album and being absolutely thrilled. I also completed 1987. I think when you got to needing less than 20 stickers, you could send away to Panini and, I don't know, nominal sum. Probably wasn't nominal to my parents who had to pay it. But get the last few stickers that you required. But yeah, I remember doing that as well. I think I carried on up to about 1989. Then I think there was a part works you could collect when the Italy Football World Cup was on in 1990. I remember collecting that and then getting stickers for that. And then I think I lost heart in sticker collection some point in the very early 90s. But yes, hormones probably started to develop and stickers weren't quite as exciting. But there we go. Still, I loved those football sticker albums. They're still at my mum and dad's house. I must go and have a look through those. That is some serious nostalgia right there. Then more things you can eat. Double dips. Do you remember that? With a lolly that you could dip in sherbet. Sherbet dip dabs. Those were amazing. Ah, the sweets that were available. Kids today just don't have the same. I guess this happens with each generation. Their own sweets, their own treats are more special than subsequent ones. But yeah, fantastic. I remember sherbet dip dabs. I remember getting ludicrously excited with chocolate dips. It was just a pack of mini breadsticks, if you like, and with a little tub of chocolate spread in it. Came in something about the size of a yogurt carton. And I remember it was clever marketing because it looked like a very deep well that contained the chocolate spread. It wasn't that deep. But yeah, brilliant. Loved those. Chocolate dips, choc dips. Brilliant stuff. Right, shall we have more music on while I carry on reminiscing with the retro nostalgia? Okay, I need to do a bit of exhaustive research on the Facebook page to see who requested this one because I've forgotten. I'm looking through with bated breath. Can I find the person? It was Graham Long. Well done, Graham, who suggested this next track from the Rolling Stones on the Big Breakfast Day. This is Start Me Up. Good choice.
Phoenix FM.
I went to the same school as Mick Jagger, and classmates and people in years preceding my time at the school used to have textbooks that were stored in the school, so you'd have it for a year and then you'd give it back. And people used to write their name stating their ownership of it for the year, and people used to put Mick Jagger, even though he'd been at the school in the, when would it have been, 50s, I suppose, something like that. Maybe, yeah, I guess about then. But I attended in the 90s. It would have been ridiculous to still be using textbooks that Mick Jagger used. But still, there's a statue to Mick Jagger in Dartford Town Centre. I've been past it. It's worth a look if you've not seen it before. And Keith Richards, of course. Fantastic stuff. Right, where are we? 23:37 on the official station clock. So that's your time update. And plenty more music still to squeeze in, all being well. And taking a look back at some retro items with it being National Retro Day. I was thinking about vinyl, and it led me to think about a shop I used to love going into for music. Even HMV's almost gone by the wayside now, didn't it? Nearly go under and got rescued. Our Price. Do you remember Our Price music shops? I used to get vinyl singles in there when I first started getting music. I didn't buy many albums. Yeah, and then I moved on to CD singles, which were available in Our Price. I can't believe Our Price is gone. It's sad. It's a bit like Dixon's. It was one of those classic technology shops that wasn't really all that cool, Dixon's, was it? But I used to like going in there. Dixon's and Our Price, they no longer exist. It's sad. Right, now, more music, and suggested on social media by the fabulous Charlie James. This is Walk On By.
You see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. Walk on. Pride, that's all that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by. Thank you. you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet. Walk on by, walk on by. Make believe that you don't see the tears, just let me grieve in private, 'cause each time I see you I break down and cry. Walk on by. I just can't get over losing you, and so if I seem broken and blue, walk on by. All that I have left, so let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me when you said goodbye. Walk on by, walk on by.
Phoenix FM.
That's Diana Krall and Walk On By. Well, we're running out of music to play and running out of time to play it in, so I'm going to get to the next track quite quickly and hopefully all will be well to sum up the show later on and I won't be rushing. So therefore, that was a mellow out, wasn't it, there, with Diana Krall and Walk On By. Let's get it a bit more party atmosphere in here. And therefore, thanks to Johnny Johnson, we're going to hear from the Monkees. Time to all wake up with this one.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream? The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleep. To a daydream believer and a homecoming queen. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen?
Goes like this with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Oh, yes. 14 minutes, 13 minutes and 15 seconds left of this broadcast. That is both sad and exciting. And you don't often say that on the show that goes like this. Yeah, thanks so much for those of you that are still here with me listening live. Fantastic, all of you. And to anyone that's tuned in at some point during the show. But don't forget, if you've missed anything, it is possible to pick up the podcast version from tomorrow via the website, phoenixfm.com. Search the schedule, click on the show that goes like this, and you'll be taken to my blog page with previous episodes for you to download and listen to on your own device at your leisure. Fabulous. Well, three tracks to squeeze in without quite enough time to do it. How are we going to make that work? Good luck, everyone. Okay, therefore, thanks to Mark Straker, we're now going to hear from not just Harold Melvin, but the Blue Notes as well.
Sleeping in bed, no more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Gotta change it, yeah, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before that judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we're all in the hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Sure things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, played for Mark Straker. Absolutely brilliant. Well, two tracks still to go. I'm going to get onto them quite quickly, but I will just tell you, the hotly contested poll has reached completion tonight. Tonight's intense debate that was raging on the Twitterverse has finished. Whose phones are better, Apple or Samsung? Quite a lot of votes come in by the end of it, and 81% of voters say Apple, just 19% say Samsung. Does that reflect the owners of the phones in the voting? Very, very possibly. Apple, of course, widely widely regarded to have a much greater market share than any other company. But I'm sure both companies make fabulous phones. It's just, according to the show that goes like this, Apple's phones are better. Thank you for everybody that got involved and voted. Truly fabulous of you. Penultimate track of the show coming up then, suggested by Emily Greenaway. It's Green Day. Wake me up when September comes.
Summer has come and passed. The innocent can never last. Wake me up when September ends. Like my father's come to pass, 7 years has gone so fast. Wake me up when September ends. Here comes the rain again, falling from the stars, drenched in my pain again, becoming who we are. As my memory rests, but never forgets what I lost, wake me up when September ends.
FM.
That was Green Day and Wake Me Up When September Ends. Fabulous stuff. And I've barely given myself enough time to thank everyone before I leave. But thank you so much to everybody that suggested tracks for tonight's show. It was truly fabulous of all of you. The likes of Angie Stanger-Leaves, Alex Caffert-Zoglu, Anna Elmore, Nick Field, Annalisa Marie, Paul Milton, Nick Murphy, Stuart James, Teresa Telfer, Spencer Carter, Anthony Bygraves, Graham Long, Dale Warren, Sue Burton, Charlie James, Johnny Johnson, Mark Straker, Jeff Stevenson, Denise Hare, Danny Kidson, Stephen Frosdick, Laden Tunchai, Emily Greenaway, Fraser Hines, Roy Charles and Paul Saunders. And Ron Wilmot as well, and Maria on the Isle of Wight. You're all legends. Thank you so much. To play us out, bearing in mind it's been the big breakfast day, not any of the tracks have actually had the word breakfast in. Until now, I'll be back again at 10 p.m. next Tuesday. Look forward to spending some time with you again then. In the meantime, with breakfast at Tiffany's, it's time for a bit of Deep Blue Something. Gotta love this track. See you next week.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still I know you just don't care. And I said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got. Between us, still I know you just don't.